So we are at the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. And the Gemara has a debate. What bracha do you make on a sweet oatmeal or something sort of like that? There's lots of honey to make it very sweet. So there were two opinions. Rav Yehuda says you make a shahakol, dov she'ikr. And Rav Kahana said you make a mizonos, smida ikr. The flour, or in this case the oats, are the ikr. And the Gemara then says, well, we should follow the view of Rav Kahana, because Rav and Shmuel held kol she'yesh bo mechamesha saminim, mevarchen alav bori mine mizonos. Anytime you have a food which has something from the chamesha saminim, the five species of grains, so then you make a mizonos. The simple, literal at least, translation of this view is anytime anything would have any flour in it, then it would be a mizonos. Tosfos says, well, not so fast, not if it's coming ladabek. Tosfos doesn't actually tell you why you would think ladabek is different, but as the other Rishonim point out, and as the Gilyon Hashas notes, it's a Gemara later on. The Gemara says that ladabek is different. We don't apply the rule of kol she'yesh bo when it's ladabek. Interestingly enough, Tosfos is uncertain about this point, because at the end he says it's tov lahachmir ulegamo b'sol chasuda. Perhaps he thought that it's a debate as to what whether Rav and Shmuel would fully agree to it or not. We won't go into that now, but certainly, basically, all the Rishonim, though Tosfos is somewhat uncertain, hold that ladabek is an exception. And the big question that you have to figure out is, okay, we have the extreme case of ladabek as being an exception, let's say where the flour is simply added for texture or to keep it together. Are there any other cases where you'd have a food that has flour in it and the flour isn't ladabek, that it still wouldn't be a mizonos? And the truth is that from Tosfos, you get somewhat mixed impressions, because Tosfos writes that when do you make mizonos? When it's ba kadeshi yisod halev. He doesn't say that's the only time. Yisod halev implies that it's coming to fill you up. What if it's coming to add taste, but not fill you up? That's not so clear from Tosfos. So we'll have a chance, other Rishonim formulated differently, and we'll have a chance to analyze that question a little more carefully. But for now, I want to ask a more basic question about this sugya. And I think this is going to be a very, very critical question, which is, we know that generally speaking, there's a principle that ikar poter es hatafel. And the question is, are we saying over here that chamishei minei dagon are an exception to that rule? When Rav and Shmuel say, kol she'yesh bo mechameshes minei dagon, you make mizonos, that's true, even though they're not the ikar. As I said, it's an exception. Normally we go basar ikar, here we go basar minei dagon. Or no? Do they hold that the rule of ikar poter satafel is still true over here? It's just that they hold that the minei dagon are the ikar. In other words, is this an exception to the regular rule or an application of the regular rule? From the way that Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana formulate the question, it sounds like it's an application of the regular rule, because the Gemara says the reason why Rav Kahana said you make a mizonos is because of smida ikar. Now, to point to Rav Kahana, it's clear that the reason why you make a mizonos on the sweet oatmeal is because the oats or the flour are the ikar. However, it's not clear whether Rav and Shmuel are saying the exact same thing as Rav Kahana, or perhaps they're going further. Rav and Shmuel agree to Rav Kahana about the oatmeal, but they would go further. And the reason why you might say that is because their formulation is quite categorical. Kol she'yesh bo mechamesha saminim mevarchen alav bar minim zonos. No exceptions, seemingly. Anytime it has flour, you make a mazonos. Now we said, well, there might be one exception in ladapik, but anything short of ladapik, it sounds like you always make a mazonos. So I think this question, again, the question being, is the pshat that this is an application of the regular rule, but still we follow the ikur, or is it an exception to the normal rule? And when we make mazonos, we make a mazonos even though it's not the ikur. That's a debate in the Rishonim. And we'll see two schools of thought on this question. We'll focus on the views of the Ritva and the Rush, because I think it is a machlokas between the Ritva and the Rush. We'll see, though, a number of Rishonim that fall into one camp or the other. And we'll also see that perhaps it's not as straightforward of a chakira as we're saying it at first, because the Rishonim use much more nuanced hagdaros. I do think it is, in the end of the day, machlokas, but it's not perhaps that clear-cut chakira that we're presenting right now at the beginning. So let's start with the Rush. The Rush over here writes that anytime the ikar is chamesha saminim, even though the rov is something else, we make mizonos. But if the kemach is baladabek, so it's not the ikar, and therefore you don't make a mizonos. And for the Rush, it seems pretty clear that even by chamesha saminim, we're following the regular rules of ikar poter es hatafel. It just, in other cases, we might usually assume that the rove is the ikar. Here, even though it's the minority ingredient, the flour is minority, it's going to make a mizonos. But that's because the mizonos is the ikar. In other words, in the end of the day, even Rav and Shmuel hold that ikar poter es hatafel. And when they say you make a mizonos, it's because they are saying that this is the ikar. That's also the implication of the tour. If you look in Simin Reish Ches, Hilkach Tavshil she'ikar hu mechamesha saminim afilu irev bo dvarim acherim ad shenasu rov mevarech alayhem borim ne mizonos ulevasof me'ein shalosh. In other words, what's he saying? The principle of Rav and Shmuel is anytime the ikar is chamesha saminim, even though it's not the rov, you make a mizonos. So according to the Rush, according to the Tur, this is Dagon, it is not an exception to the rule of ikar poter es hatafel. We have to think about it if it's an exception to the principle of azlinan basar rov, or maybe even not an exception to that principle either, because like Aaron just pointed out from the Rashba, we never actually have a rule that you always must follow rov. Even by other things, sometimes you don't follow rov. Aaron's example was Rash Peshitta by a Negro. So we'll get back to that question a little later. But at the very least, in this case, it seems quite clear from the Rush that we're following the regular rule of Iker Poter Es Hatafel. I should note that there is another Girsa in the tour that would undermine that Girsa. It doesn't mean he holds the other way, but you just couldn't make the diak anymore. If you look at the Hagos, the Aros, Oz Beis over there, some of the Girsa in the tour, Hilkach Tavshil Shehume Chamesha Saminim, Afilu Irev Imo Dvar Macherim, Ad Shenasu Rov, Mevarchan Aleim Barbinim Mizonos, Ulvasov Minshal. So according to that Girsa, there's not a Raya, but at least according to our Girsa in the tour, there is a Raya, and certainly I think there's a Raya from the Rush. So who might disagree with this? I think the Ritva disagrees. If we look at the Ritva over here, the Ritva writes, and the Ritva is not right at the beginning of the Gemara, but it appears a little later in Dibor Maschil Akosis as always on the next page. It's on page Reish Lamed Tes, if you have the Moser HaRav Kook edition. And he writes over there, I'm reading from right before, more a little bit, 40% of the way down in the right column. The Afal Pi, Shehumuat, Vishar Tarovas Iker, Leola Mivarchan Barmine Mizonos. What's the Yesod of Rav and Shmuel? Even though it's just a small amount, And the rest of the taroves is ikker, so that's the key line. Vishar ha-taroves ikker, even though the other ingredients are the ikker, still you make a borim name is onos. Masha'en ken b'minei peros, afilu hen m'shivas aminim, b'taroves didhu, holchan acherker, whereas opposed to other tarovos. And even other tarovos that have chashuv things, like shivas aminim, still, by every other type of taroves, we follow the ikker. But here, we make a mizonos. So it seems like, according to the Ritva, this is an exception to the rule. Normally we follow ikker, even when it has something chashev in it. Here, we follow the shivas haminim.
Can you be using the word ikker instead of rov, like interchangeably? Can't they?
Wouldn't you use the right word?
I mean, you're saying it can't be like an interchangeable type of word. Yes.
I mean, let's read in words. Let the words, I think, speak for themselves. Now, you know, you're in good company because my chavrusa also didn't like the way I was reading this. Yeah. Nachum's welcome to speak up and defend his position if he wishes.
Just like I have friends now.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to all gang up against me. I'm going to read you the Lashon again. If you have it, look it inside. Afal pi shehu muat, b'shara taroves ikker. Now, you can't replace that with rove. First of all, it's a little redundant. But he doesn't use the word rove. He says ikker, right? Ikker is a very precise word in Hilchos Brachos. There's evidence for this view also in Rabbeinu Yonah, though I'm not going to argue my case now and there. It's a little more complex, maybe another time. I think this is also the view of the Agur. It's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Simen Reish. Sorry, it's the Agur Simen Reish Tezayin, and it's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Samaches. Also look at the Shulchan Aruch over there, Sif Yud Zayin. The Lashon of the Agur is Hamul Yasos Shekorin Pashtida O Turta Hanafos Bitanor Bibasar O Bidagim O Bigvina. So I don't know, you have some type of knish or something like that, some type of meat kugel. There's some dough or fish or cheese. Even though the filling is the ikker, right? If you have a meat knish, what's the ikker? It's the meat. Still, again, uses the word ikker. So he actually gives us a little bit of a svara. Now, it's true he's talking about hamotzi. Is it possible that that's a chiluk? Maybe. Not sure. For now, I think we'll assume it's not. So there too, we have the same idea, which is even though the other thing is the ikker, still the dagon is koveya, and even uses the lashon of demin dagon chashivi leilinchi. The dagon is the koveya because it's chashivi leilinchi. We'll return to that in a moment. I guess we could talk about it now. What does that sound like? It's saying that the svara of Rav and Shmuel is because of chashivas. In other words, when dagon's involved, even though it's not the ikker, it's koveya the bracha because it's chashav. That might also be the pshat in the Ritva. Later I'll show you some more evidence of that. But that's why the Ritva had to say, note that Shivas Aminim, we don't say that. Because even though Shivas Aminim also have some level of Chashiva, so you might have thought they're also Kobe, even though they're not the Iker. The answer is no. Those are not Chashiv enough. When it comes to Shivas Aminim, we still would follow the Iker. But by Dagon, we don't follow the Iker. And again, the Svar is because of Chashivas. Now, even though... Okay. Yes.
On that chashivas vort, so I saw, I think the Pnei Yeshua also wanted to explain that the vort of the Chamishim Tzmeinim Dagon is the vort of chashivas, and that also, then we can understand maybe the difference between rice, even though rice is also, was it Zayin Tfei,
right.
But in the Torah, so the Torah talks about, he gives two lashonos, he says that not only is it, meaning like what we said over here, that it's, perhaps zayin tfei, it's what the person's eating, but it's also chashuv. I think he uses the lashon of chashivas as well and applies it both to chamishis mina dagen and the shivas hamina.
Okay, so that might be. And as I said, the Torah anyway holds that by dagen we say that the Torah probably holds like the Rush, and that is that we do follow the Iker here as well. In other words, for the Rush's view and the Torah's view, this is not so much of an exception, right?
And then the role of Chashivas is?
So it's somewhat of an exception in the sense that we don't follow Rov. And to the extent that Chashivas is a role, that's because the reason why we don't follow Rov is because of the Chashivas, perhaps. But in the end of the day, we're still applying the regular rules of Iker Poter Satafel, right? That's the view of the Rush. In the end of the day, why do you make Mizonos? Iker Poter Hatafel. According to the Ritva, the Agur, why making Mizonos? The Agur says it's because of Chashav, but we're not saying Iker Poter Satafel, right? Because he's saying that Basar is the Iker. An important question here, which I don't want to go into now, I think there's some interesting rayas, is, you know, is the Nekudas HaMachlokas here between the Ritva and the Rush about how to understand the principle of Dagon, or is it actually how to understand the normal rule of Iker Poter Satafel, or maybe the role of Rov, right? And that's what leads to their differing views. I think there are actually rayos here, but for now, I think we'll skip that part. I want to, though, now note that despite what I said in the Ritva, his view isn't so clear, or it's not as straightforward as what I'm saying. Because even though the Ritva does say that we make a monos, even though shar hataroves ikar, but the Ritva notes that the dagon is ikar in a different type of way, not the usual way. What does the Ritva say? So a little later on in that piece, he writes that v'taima d'milsa d'kshuba taroves afilu muat mikol makom l'ikar hatav shel husham v'af al pi shemarve b'shar minim v'avu ikar l'gabei mikol makom kevin d'hum me ikar hatav shel huchashiv. So first of all, he too is using the svara of chashivos, which is important to note, like the agur. But he's now distinguishing between two types of ikers. He's saying that even though it's not ikur didei, still it's me'ikr hatavshil. So what do these words mean exactly? In other words, it at the very least has to be me'ikr hatavshil. So what's the pshat? So the point is that if it's not me'ikr hatavshil, then even Rav and Shmuel would not say you make a mizonos, right? So according to what the Ritva is saying is that it can't be, if it's not even me'ikar hatavshio, then even Rav and Shmuel would concede, right? So it's not like we're totally ignoring ikar. It has to be me'ikar hatavshiel, but the chiddush is that it's not ikar didei. Now, probably what that means is that it's not what I see as the important part, right? It's not what I see as the ikar. Maybe normally we would follow, this is what he sounds like, normally how do we determine what's the ikar? What's the ikar legabei? Now, in this case, what's the ikar legabei? Let's say it's the sugar, or it's the meat, or the like. Right? That's what's the ikar gabei. That's what's the ikar for him. That's why he's eating this. That's what's most important to him. right? If we ask you, what is the ikar? You're going to say the meat or the honey or whatever it is. But still, it's going to be mizonos, as long as it's mei ikar hatavshil, which sounds like he's saying playing an important role. Now, this, I think, helps us come back to that question we raised earlier, which is the relationship between Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel. So remember, Rav Kahana said that the reason why this sweet oatmeal is mizonos is because smida ikar. So that certainly is like the Rush, right? And the Rush could bring a raya. The Rush could say, how do I know that here too we follow ikar poter satafal? Because that's what the Gemara says. The reason Rav Kahana is smida ikar. Now, what would the Ritva say back? Well, the Ritva might say back that this is at least Mikar Atavshil, maybe. But I think the Ritva might also say, like we were alluding to before, that the reason why this is Mizonos is because we paskin like Rav and Shmuel. And Rav and Shmuel go further. They say, Kol Shiesh Bo Mechamesha Samina Mevarchan Allah Borimine Mizonos. Kol. And therefore, it's even in the case that it's not the Smida Iker. In other words, even though it's not Mikar Didei, as opposed to, let's say, the Rush, who would probably learn that Rav Kahana and Rav and Shmuel are the same thing, which actually raises a different question. According to the Rush, is there anything special or unique about the Mine Dagon in the first place? If in the end of the day, we're just following the regular principles of Iker and Tafel. Now, if you said that the regular rules say you always follow Rove, then this would be exceptional because here we don't follow Rove. But if you say even in other cases, we don't always follow Rove, sometimes the Miut and other things could also be the Iker. So then is there anything special over here? Are they just saying, well, you should know usually here, this is the Iker? Because it does sound like Rav and Shmuel are saying something that's different. Perhaps the chiddush is that under normal circumstances, we would say Dovsha Iker, and here we say Smida Iker, though it's sort of a different perspective, but still the regular rule of Iker Poter Satafel. But that's going to be the question if you follow the Rush type approach. If you follow the Ritva type approach, so then we certainly can understand what is the Chiddush. Now, the Ritva then goes ahead and tells us that, asks a question basically on himself. And he says, well, you know, if I'm right that you always make a mizonos, because even though the other thing is the ikar, doesn't this principle go against the Mishnah from the end of our parak? The Gemara at the end of the parak says that if you're having bread with peros ginusar or something like that, so then the pas is actually tafel, and you make the bracha on the meluach, the salty fish, or the peros, and they potter the bread. Now, of course, bread is dagon, right? So why is it that we would make the bracha on the meluach, the salty fish, or the peres genusar, whatever it is? Why don't we say kol sheyesh bo, and we should make the bracha on the bread and potter the peros, right? Now, I believe that this the fact that he's bothered by this question is the Ritva l'shitaso. The Rush wouldn't be bothered by this question. Why? Because the Rush holds that we always, even by Dagon, we say Iker Poter Satafel. So the Kash, there's no Kasha from the Mishnah at the end of the Parak. Because the Mishnah of the Parak is just saying, you know, sometimes the Peros Genusar are the Iker and the bread is the Tafel. Fine. So there's no Kasha. The Rush doesn't have to ask this question. But the Ritva does. Why does the Ritva have to ask this question? Because since the Ritva holds that by Dagon we don't say Iker Poter Satafel, we make the bracha on the Dagon and not on the Iker. So now the Ritva is a big kasha. There's a mishnah against him. So the Ritva, to answer this question, tells us a very interesting chiluk. Let's just read it inside. Dafka b'taroves u'daminan d'kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim mevarchen alav v'afilu hayashar ataroves ikar. The only time we apply the principle in Rav and Shmuel is when it's in a taroves, when it's in a mixture. Then we say mizonos, and again, mamish, very strong formulation, afilu shar hataroves ikar, right? We make the mizonos even though it's not the ikar. Diliolam chameshes aminim ikar, ela aval kishe'enam b'taroves. Now, here's a very interesting lashon, right? They are the ikar. So, well, we'll get back to that line, but that means it's ikar atavshil and not ikar didei. Aval kashena b'taroves, pamim sheitfela. You could have a matziv when they're a non-taroves that it's tafel. Vafilu pas could be tafel. And therefore, v'ein mevarchen alav klal. In that case, you wouldn't make a bracha. And the example, like he says, is Meliach or Perskinusar. The time of the Milsa, what's the reason? Dikshu b'taroves afilu muat. When it's in taroves, even if it's just a small amount, mikol makom liker tavshil husham. It's always there liker tavshil. In other words, like we said, the Ritva tells you that even though it's not the ikar, at the very least it has to be liker tavshil. And therefore, whenever it's in a taroves, if it's not ladabek, then it's there le'ikar hatavshil. But when it's separate, when it's not a taroves, so then it's possible that it's just there for some secondary reason. Some secondary reason. And that's what the Ritva says. It's interesting. Shar HaTziyun in Reish Yud Bei Sifkatan Dalad quotes this. He quotes it from the Ra'ah, not the Ritva. I don't think he had the Ritva, but it's the same Vart. And he writes the same thing, that Kshubita Roves, then it's always there, Likar HaTavshil, because of its chashivos, like we said, masha'en kain, when it's not in a taroves, that's not true. It's not true. And so the Ritva, the Mishnah Berurah, again, he cites this lahalacha, he says, for example, therefore, the way, how does he formulate this in Mishnah Berurah, Reish Yud Beis Aleph, how does he formulate the rule of kol sheyesh bo, that b'chameshes minei dagan kaimelan de'emuravim im shar minim afilu hem amiyot, kol shenitan b'atavshil latam azlinan basrayu. If it's there for taste, that's koveh the bracha. U'mevarach alein bar minim izonos, levad, v'nifter taroves harov. Mipnei sheminei dagan nechshavin le'ikr tamid. In other words, it always is the ikr. So, if that's, and that's the way he understood the Ritva, or the Ra'ah, but it's the same position. So this goes back to the Chakira. You know, we could all, now that we see this, so we could ask, is it actually, maybe my whole Chakira is wrong. Maybe a Menachem was right in the first place, that the Ritva also requires it to be Iker, to be Kovei the Bracha, right? So there's no difference between him and the Rosh. But I don't think that's correct, because the Ritva keeps on saying, even though everything else is the ikar, right? Throughout, before, after, the beginning, the end. So the Ritva, at the very least, is saying that this is breaking the rules of ikar poter as hatafel if you define ikar in the conventional way. And in that sense, it's an exception. And that's what the Ritva says, because of the chashivos of Dagon. Sorry, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it. Because of the chashivos of Dagon, so if it's there latam, anything but ladabek. If it's their latam, it's the ikker. It's mikar atafshil. Now, I don't think the Rush would agree to that. Because the Rush keeps on emphasizing that this is, implying at least, that this is the normal rule of ikar poter satafel. So in the end of the day, was my chakira correct? Well, sort of. I think it was to a large degree correct, but it wasn't certainly precise. Because at least again, the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading this ritva is that we have to look at this in some way as the ikar as well. And if it's really not the ikar, then even here you wouldn't make a mizonos. But when wouldn't you make a mizonos? It's quite narrow, right? Bitaroves, it's basically the only exception we have, the way the Mishnah Berurah over here sounds like he's setting it up, and the way you see it in a Mishnah Berurah, in a ritva, is when it's a functional role. Like either in the case of the dag maluach / peres ginusar, it's a functional role, or in the case of ledabek, which is the functional role. But anytime it's coming for tam, then it's mizonos, right? We'll see another Rishon who might hold this a little later on. It's quoted in Beis Yosef. You know, he says an exception to the rule is where you're just using the mizonos so you don't get your hands dirty, right? You're like, you're using it like a spoon, right? Person really wants to take a spoonful of a chopped liver, but you know, it's pretty not so nice to like stick your finger into the bowl, so you take a little cracker. Okay, fine, that could be an exception as well. But anytime it's there to provide taste, that's what the ritva, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, then that's kobei the bracha. You want to call that the ikar? You can, because in a certain way, maybe from the perspective of chashivas, it is the ikar. But it's very, very far from the normal way that we look at ikar poter esatafel. It's very, very extreme, right? The exceptions will be quite narrow. And this is very important because in a moment, first we'll talk about the Rambam for a moment, but then we'll start talking about some of the practical applications of this. L'chora, if you adopt this perspective of the Ritva, then all sorts of things are always going to be mizonos, even though they seem to play a very secondary role. So let's, you know, maybe we'll think about one example now, and we'll have more examples a little bit later. But let's say something like schnitzel. So schnitzel is it's, if you would have asked me, right, schnitzel is the breading is a very secondary role. It's certainly only, it's coming to, it's a supporting role, if you wish. Really, I'm interested in chicken. It's just that the breading makes the chicken taste a little bit better. But it's there latam. Chorit should be mizonos. It's there latam. Unless you're going to say that it's not a tarobes. Let's assume not that way for now, right? All sorts of questions that we're going to talk about, ice cream, sandwiches and ice cream cones and cakes. So ladabek is an exception, right? Something like the peres ginusar is an exception, which is also a very extreme case. But if it's there latam, because of its chashivas, it's koveya. Whereas if you take the rush type perspective, one would think that you wouldn't go that far. Before we start talking about the poskim and the practical examples, let's take a look for a moment at Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam is very interesting. We'll start with the Rambam. Gimel Hay. Bamed v'amurim kishahaya min hazeh chashav etzlo v'lo hayat feila. Aval, im haya echan mechameshes aminim, she'irov tfa, ein revarech el alaikar, upoter zataf fela. So even though we have this principle of kosher yeshbo, that you make a mizonos, but if it's tafel, if the dagan is tafel, you're mevarech alaikar upoter zatafel. And the Rambam writes, v'zeh klal bebrachos. This is a rule in all Hilchos Brachos. Kol shu ikar v'imo tfeila mevarech ala ikar upoter es tfeila. Bein shayis tfeila mu'revis im ha'ikar bein shalo hayis mu'revis. The principle in all Hilchos Brachos, including Dagon, is ikar poter satafel. So it's absolutely clear from the Rambam that even by chamisha mine Dagon, we apply the principle of kol shayish bo. Where we apply the principle called Sheyeshbo, we still apply the principle of Iker Poter Satafel. In fact, this is where the Rambam writes the klal of Kol Iker Poter Satafel, right? And he writes that klal bebrachos. In the middle of his discussion of Dagon, he says that klal bebrachos. In fact, we'd have to ask what's so special about Mine Dagon at all, right? According to the Rambam. It doesn't tell you. It's like the Rush, but maybe even further. The Rush at least told you that the Chiddush here is that you don't follow Rov. The Rambam doesn't even tell you what's special over here. So even though the Gemara sort of sounds like it's special, but the Rambam doesn't. Maybe because the Rambam just said the reason is Smida Iker. And you see this from the Beis Yosef as well. The Beis Yosef Mamish Be'ikvos HaRambam says, this is in Siman Reish Daled, he quotes this Rambam, and he says that you see from this Rambam, Lefi zeh, hu adin l'chol advarim hamirukachim bedvash. Well, the Rambam, I guess I should read on a little bit in the Rambam. The Rambam then, you know, gives an example of this. He says that if you have like candy and you mix in a little bit of flour, maybe something like licorice, or something like that. He's talking about chelev chita. I'm not sure exactly what that is. But anyway, you have some candy. You mix in a little bit of flour. So you still make a shahakol on the candy, right? Why? Because of the principle of ikar poter satafel, right? That's the idea, basically, of lahadbik. Good. Lefiza, hu adin, says the Beis Yosef, now having quoted this Rambam. Hu adin l'chol advarim hamirukachim. Any sweetened things. Things sweetened bidvash. She mirachim osam kedei l'achlam bidvash. You sweeten them and eat them with honey. She mivarchim al ha-davar ha-mirukach. Shehu ha-ikr, ikr. Vadvash tfeila ukedivei acholkim al rabbeinu. This is an unbelievable pshat. We won't talk about who he's arguing with right now. But he's saying like this, you know, just like the Rambam said over here by this taroves of Dagon and other things, so too like any candy, right? Let's say you had, honey-covered almonds or honey-covered, right, honey-roasted peanuts. So he's saying, oh, you make the bracha on the peanut, and not on the honey. Now, and he proves it from over here. It's very interesting that he is willing to learn from one to the other. Maybe Dagon is different. Or maybe you say it's Kal v'chomer. Take a look. He's quoting really from Halacha Vav in the Rambam. The Rambam Kasav, Kol Shu Iker V'Imo Tfeila Mevarchal Iker Poter Satfeila Shekol Davar Shemarvin Oso L'Dabek O Kidei Litain Reach O Kidei Litzvoa.
Yeah,
hu ikar. Well, fikach min edvash and edvash lo son the nosen in b'hem chelav chita kedei ledabek b'osen mehen mine misika enu mevarach alav bori mine mizonos mefnei shadvash hu ha'ikar adkan. Let's say you put the flour in, not ledabek, because you like the taste of chelav chita. I don't know what chelav chita is, but I'm going to assume it's like flour, some type of mine dagan, I don't know. Anyway, but whatever it is. So then, v'dvash, I'm mevarech bar mineh mizonos, right? So if you have the chelav chita with the honey. So the Rambam says the only reason why you make the bracha on the honey is because the chelav chita is just ladabek. So the basis is ladabek. Ah, but if you see the chelav chita was not ladabek, it was litain tam, then what bracha would you make? Mizonos. So he says, huadin, if you have chocolate-covered peanuts, you make a bracha on a peanut, not on a chocolate, right? Or whatever, honey roasted peanuts. You make a bracha on a peanut. So, and he says, delo ka others. So I don't understand one drop. How could you prove from the fact that when there's dagon, you make a mizonos, to a case when if there's no dagon, you make a non mizonos? Right? Isn't dagon special? So I still think it's a tamu of art. But you see from here how far the Beis Yosef goes. The Beis Yosef is reading the Rambam as saying, there's nothing special here. You know what it's like? It's like saying, just like when you have the sweet oatmeal, you make a mizonos. So too, if you have sweet chveis, sweetened quinoa, you make a hadama, right? But Ribono Shel Olam, isn't mizonos different? What happened to Kol Sheyesh Bo? Maybe the only reason why you make a mizonos here is because mizonos is special. So the answer is, you see, that the Beis Yosef learned the Rambam as saying that Kol Sheyesh Bo, that's just another application of the regular rule of Iker Poter Satafa. Like the Rambam says, it's a klal. There's nothing special here. So if there's nothing special about Dagon, I could learn from Dagon to everything else, because Dagon isn't special in the end of the day. The whole Vart of Rav Shmuel is just Tmid Iker. It's nothing special about Dagon. As Aaron would say, shocking. So that's what the Beis Yosef says, right? Nothing special here. And again, where would this come from? Because the Rambam held that really the Svara is Smida Iker. So what are Rav and Shmuel adding if the Svara is Smida Iker, if it's just a regular rule of Iker Poter Satafa? The answer, perhaps, is a certain perspective on how to look at Iker. That any time you have flour and flour is there for flavor, that's the Iker. And that's still true for the Rambam, even though that's the regular rule. And you see this in the Hamshach of the Rambam. Because the Rambam then writes in Halacha Vav, let's read it very carefully. Shekol davar shema'arvin oso ledabek, o kedei litein reha, o kedei litzboa, es hatavshil, harizu tfeila, avalim irev kedei litein tam. But if you added the flour to be no saint tam, bitaroves hare hu ikar, it's the ikar. In other words, on the one hand, the Rambam says we follow the regular rules over here, right? Regular shmegular rules. At the same time, the Rambam says, you know what? I'll tell you, anytime it's there, it's koveya. The only exceptions are things like ladabek or reach or litzvoa, right? Everything else, that's the ikker. And the kesef mishnah is mamish l'shitaso over here, as we just saw on the Beis Yosef. Because vuzdak the kesef mishnah, it's unbelievable. How'd the Rambam know that if it's litain tam, it's mizonos, right? What's the makor for the Rambam? What would you have said is the makor for the Rambam? If I was writing it, I would say the makor is called sheyesh bo. And elamai, but there's an exception, What's the exception? Ladabek. So okay. So anything that's not ladabek is koveya the bracha, and that's the and memela if it's litin tam, right? So I would have read the Rambam as saying, yeah, there's something special over here about mizonos. But listen to this Kesem Mishnah, and the chevra over here that's learning every day will have a special appreciation for this now. What's the makor? Had the Rambam know that if it's litain tam, it's koveh the bracha? Listen to this. Umasha kasa vaval irev, im irev litain, kadeh litain tam, betarobes arehu ikar. Who? Midam rinan beperk meshilin, midi de avid lataima lo batel. Who? Beitza, the sugya of Darshish Lamatirin, Yoridea. What? What does this have to do with Yoridea? Taima lo batil. Taima lo batil. So if you think that there's something special about Dagon, so that's the answer, right? There's something special about Dagon, that it's there, if it's there, Latam, it's Chashuv, it's not Batal. But the Beis Yosef thinks there's nothing special about Dagon. So you could learn from Dagon to other things. And you want to know the Makor for this? It's a Yoyerdeyadika Makor. Taima lo Batil. Taima lo Batil. That's the source for the Rambam. There's nothing special about Dagon. Unbelievable. So the Rambam is saying two extreme things at once. On the one hand, he's understanding that when Rav and Shmuel said kol sheyeshbo, it's kipshuto kimashma'o. If there's dagon here, it's koyvei lebracha. Only exception is something like ledabek, or litain reach, or litain seva, you know, some type of functional thing. But if it's here for taste, it's mizonos, like Rav and Shmuel said, kol sheyeshbo. Basically no exceptions. On the other hand, the Rambam said, but this is just a regular old rule of Iker Poter Satafel, which is what the Rambam actually writes in Halacha Hay. In other words, I don't know if you have to learn the Rambam like the Beis Yosef in the Kesem Mishnah, but I could understand where he's getting it from the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Halacha Hay told us that this is the regular rule of Iker Poter Satafel. And the Rambam in Halacha Av told you that anytime it's litain tam, it's mizonos. So how do you square those two things? That's what the Beis Yosef says. I'll square the two things for you. On the one hand, anytime, this is just a regular rule of Iker Poter Satafel. And at the same time, anytime it's about litain tam, it's kovei the bracha.
Could I ask a question?
Just 1 second, Moshe. And how could that be? You know, where do we find that? The Beis Yosef says, I'll tell you an interesting vart. You know where you find something like that? Yoridea. Taima lo batil. And if it's not batil, it's koveya. Right? Just because it's not batil, why should it be koveya? Right? Said the Beis Yosef says, no, that's the din. If it's not batil, it's koveya. That's tam ki ikar. Tam ki ikar is by brachos also. If it's not batel, it's koveya. So the only exception to kol sheyeshbo is when the dagon is batel. It's not batel, it's koveya the bracha. And that's ikar poter satafel. That is ikar poter satafel. So it's quite an extraordinary position. Yes, Moshe.
I was wondering, can you characterize by saying that the principle of kol sheyeshbo is not a halacha, but just a description of metzius?
Okay, that is true. But the question is, but he's also saying that's exactly what he's saying. If you want, it's a description of metzius, but it's an application of the principle of ikar poter satafel.
Yeah.
So
that means it's not a bezunder halacha by itself.
Yes. Okay. Turning now back to just to sort of summarize this point, what comes out for the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, it is like it's totally sort of the opposite of my chakir at the beginning. Mamish fakert, right? I sort of thought option one is this, we still apply Iker Poter Satafel, in which case there'll probably be lots of things that even though they have flour, it's not going to be mizalnos. Or option two is no, that this is an exception to the rule of ikar potras latafel, and almost any time there's mizalnos, that's going to be kovei the bracha, right? That's sort of the way I initially looked at it. The Rambam says, I'm going to have my cake and eat it too. I'm going to tell you this is the regular rule of ikar potras latafel. And I'll also tell you something else. If there's flour here and it's litein tam, it's kovei the bracha. I'll have my cake and eat it. Now, I think that's much closer to the Ritva than the Rush, even though he says it's Ikar Potras HaTafel. And that's sort of similar to the conclusion, the revision we had to make in the Ritva as well. Because at first glance, we said, look, the Ritva says that this is an exception. You make Mizonos even though it's not the Ikar. But then the Ritva also says, well, it is an Ikar, just a different type of Ikar. And that's the exact same type of thing that the Rambam's doing, though according to Beis Yosef, he's doing it, I think, in maybe even a more extreme way, but very similar to the Ritva. Now, the Ritva has an interesting exception to the rule. The Ritva writes that, and I think the Ritva feels compelled to say this, because remember, the Ritva was the one who told us that whenever there is dagon, it's koveya, the bracha, right? So is there, you know, how far do you take that? So the Ritva tells you, I'll tell you, you know, there's an exception. If there's so little dagon that it's not even kezayis bechdei achilas pras, then you don't apply kol sheyeshbo. It's not just when it's ladabek, but, and this is consistent with what he says, has to be maker atavshil. Right? So let's say you have so little dagon that it's not even kezayis bechdei achilas pras. What's kezayis bechdei achilas pras? Either, I guess, an eighth or a twelfth or maybe even a sixth. I don't know. 12th, whatever it is. Something like it's 5%, right? 5% flour. It's like the seventh ingredient. So then, even though I told you that whenever there's dagon, it's mizonos, no. There it's an exception. Now, not all Rishonim agree to this. There are some Rishonim who hold that if there's flour and it's not ladabek, even though it's less than kezayis bechdei achilas pras, it might be 5%, it's still mizonos or hamotzi. This is the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. It's probably accepted lalacha. It's quoted. I couldn't find it in Rabbeinu Yonah itself. It's quoted by the Abu Draham and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, again, is Simon Reish Ches, Sif Tes. So Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Let's say you have bread that is, like we said, I don't know, 5% flour. Okay, you make a cornbread, but it's 95% corn, 5% flour. So there's nothing, right? It's not kezayis bechdei achilas pras. So he says, you're not going to make a birkas hamazon because there's not kezayis bechdei achilas pras, but you will make hamotzi because that's tam gagan. In other words, we're going to apply kol sheyeshbo even here. Now, it's a very fascinating idea, which we probably should return to another time, right? The idea that there's such a thing as the bracha rishona being hamotzi, but the bracha achrona, not birkas hamazon. He thinks that since there's so little dagon, it goes down a level. So it goes down from hamotzi to main shalosh. And he says, what about if it would be a main shalosh in the first place, like it's cake? So then, or porridge, so then it would go down from main shalosh to bori nefashos. So if you have porridge with 5% oats, 95% chves, corn, so then again, bracha rishona mizonos, because kol sheyesh bo, bracha achrona, bori nefashos. Very interesting idea over here, and I wish we had time to talk about it now. We don't really have time, but you see here, that in a sense he doesn't even go basar that limitation that the Ritva says. Okay, so I'd like to at least spend just a couple minutes, I know we have to finish very soon, talking about some of the practical examples. And we're not going to, you know, maybe we'll go through all the, we'll return to this to really handle in the practical examples in a contemporary postgim a little later when we go back to the halacha. But just to sort of think of some of the applications and what the Rishonim might say over here. So I mentioned this before, the Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Yud Beis quotes a Kolbo. The Kolbo says that if you have Rekikin Dakin, and they're so some type of, I don't know, very thin wafer, so they're Tafel and Mirkachas, they, I don't know, let's say you're dipping them in cream, Ashadav Yadua, Shein Bayin Sham Lechol Lechem, Vosin Rekikin Einam Bayim Ela Ledabe Kamirkachas Halehen, you're only eating those, so your hands don't get dirty. Hilka chavulei harakik tfeila ubirkas hamirkachas potra. So what's the ikker, the cream? What's the tafel, the rakik? So you just make a shahakal. This is paskin in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Yud base. So the Magen Avraham says, that's, you know, by them. That it just to keep your hands clean. But in our country, where they have something very similar to this, I don't know, maybe like an ice cream sandwich. So, but the cookies and the ice cream sandwich are also very good. Says Lashon is Aval Medinos Elu Sheminichan Merkachas Al Adov Shenin Shetovim LaMachal Imkain Kavanaso Gam Kain Lachilas Adov Shenin. It's not just the cream that you like; you also like the cracker Umivari Chalayim. So you make a brach on them as well, right? So if it's only functional, then shahakol. But if it's also tastes good, then mizonos. So now there's a very interesting question. Good. So when you're having, you're dipping your cracker in ice cream, or ice cream sandwich, right? So you also make a mizonos. So do you only make a mizonos now? Or do you make also a shahakol? So this is a machlokas. If you look at the Machtes HaShekel over here, he says you make both brachos. Mikol makom tzarich levarich gam kein al mirkachas. So what do you do first? You make a mizonos, and then you make a shahakol. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. That's what the Shulchan Machtes HaShekel says. Says the Alter Rebbe, that doesn't make any sense. If I'm going to say that the shahakol isn't the yikr, then the mizonos is the yikr. Right? So just make a mizonos and you'll potter the other ones. And then there's a third shita, maybe. It sounds like from the Shla and the Emek Bracha, it's quoted by the Elia Rabba, they say, no, you still make a shahakal. Unless, maybe, this is what the Elia Rabba says, Ulai Mairi, Shemachavein, Shein Ochlo Ela Mishum, Mirkachas l'chud. So it's not clear. So that's a very interesting question. Very interesting question. How do you pick? Right? And this, to some degree, also brings us back to the question of the different formulations. Tosos, as we said in our sugya, mentions lisod. The other Rishonim we've seen say it's there latam. Anytime it's there latam. Is it different? Because here it's not a clear tarobes? Maybe. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe on ice cream sandwiches. Or Chaim Chelak Dalet Siman Mem Gimel. He has a really interesting shita. Mm-hmm. And he, first of all, he equates ice cream sandwiches to pie. And he says, look, or strudel, says, look, you know, what's your kavana over here? If you like the dough as well, so then you have reshus. That's a very interesting idea. It's your choice. You have reshus, though, to make a mizonos first, and then a shahakol on the stuff in the middle. But if you don't much like the crust, then you just make a shahakol. And even if you do like the crust, it sounds like if you make a shahakol, it works. You just have the option of making a mizonos first. The Mishnah Brura introduces another factor, which doesn't seem like the Mishnah Rav Moshe holds of. It depends if they're baked together or not. Right? According to Mishnah Brura, is there a difference between apple pie and a Boston cream pie? It seems like there is. What's the difference? when they're baked together, right? What's the difference between apple pie and Boston cream pie? Just to clarify, the apple pie, there's a raw crust you put on the apples and then you bake it in the oven. Boston cream pie, you take a pie crust, probably a graham cracker pie crust, and you put the chocolate and the frosting on top afterwards. You don't bake it. So that's an interesting chiluk. We don't have time to go into it. As I said, another machlokas, big machlokas among the contemporary poskim about schnitzel. Some say shahakal, some say mizonas. In the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it's a shahakal, like we said before. Anytime it's bali tein tam, it should be a mizonos. Sorry, I meant to say mizonos, I don't know what I said. So this is bali tein tam, it should be mizonos, right? If I wanted to, I'd have grilled chicken. Okay, well, let's not do cookie dough ice cream. That's what Aaron's bringing up, because cookie dough is another complexity, because maybe cookie dough anyway is a shahakal, it's raw. Though that's not as pashut either. Nowadays, people like eating cookie dough. But let's take cookies and cream ice cream is a better example, Aaron, right? What is that, right? So these are all machlokes of poskim. Just yesterday, I saw a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss on cookies and cream ice cream. He argues, if you want, I could share it with the group, that even the Mishnah Berurah agrees that things that are, again, I would have said for the Mishnah Berurah, it's a mizonos, because it's ba li tein tam. But there are other Mishnah Berurahs, and it really sounds like steers in Mishnah Berurahs. You have to work hard to figure out what he holds. But there are other Mishnah Berurahs that sound like when it's like a super tafel, even the Mishnah Berurah would agree it's shahakal, even if it's bali tein tam. So then the cookies and cream ice cream should be a shahakal. But is it really super tafel? Ah. Rav Asher Weiss is machalik. You think schnitzel shahakal, that's a super tafel. This isn't. Not such an obvious chiluk to me. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to come back to all these practical examples a little bit later. When we go and we do the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim, but at the very least, I think, in my opinion, the Rishonim that we saw today and these machlokzen are the basis, the conceptual basis at the very least for the views of all the poskim, including the machlokas between the Elia Rav and the Shulchan Aruch Rav that we said. I think it's actually the same machlokas as the Rosh and the Ritva. I don't have time to explain why I think that right now. But we'll have a chance to get back to this question again. So next time, I think we'll talk about rice, the next Gemara. And the big topic for the next Gemara that we need to talk about rice in general, we need to talk about the brachos on some of the practical questions are like, is white rice different than brown rice? And then also we're going to turn to the Gemara is mechalik between kosis as achita and tavshil. That if it's a tavshil, then it's mizonos. If it's kosis achita sadama, well, how do you define that? And that's the big granola bar controversy. How you read our Gemara and Tosfos over here, the Rambam over here. It's an important tshuva from Rav Moshe. So this is a big machlokas. As Rav Yashiv thinks granola bars are mizonos. Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks they're hadama. Among our Rashi Yeshiva of our institution have the same machlokas probably. So again, that question really comes down to the Rishonim on the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph.
I made that hadama on it yesterday.
Okay. You're a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shechter. Now, the question is, what bracha achrona do you make? That's a different problem.
I think adama lechulei alma.
Uh-huh. All right.
So when the klip el yon is gone, it doesn't
just... So that's just Hashem. Thursday. Yeah, Thursday will be our last year of the year. On Lama Zainud Aleph. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
We have time for a couple of questions?
Go ahead.
Okay. One actually is a comment. Once I was asking Rapos.